I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 42 Christians are dead after an attack by Fulani cattle herders in northern Nigeria last week. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says violence against believers in this region has been going on for years.
Unfortunately, what's been happening more recent is the atrocities and attacks are happening more in what they call the Middle Belt states, where literally Christianity and Islam collide.
While the world spotlights Fulani aggression, Kelly points out their spiritual need. They are unreached with the gospel, a stark contrast to Nigeria's Christian people groups concentrated in the south.
There are dozens and dozens like the Fulani, like the Hausa, like the Kanuri that are 99% Muslim. That is where our indigenous network exclusively works.
Find prayer points and more at the full story at our website. And the Bible portrays spiritual warfare as a real and ongoing battle between God and Satan, with believers caught in the middle. Specifically, believers' minds and lives are the combat zones. Set Free equips Christians to wage war using God's weapons. Set Free's Pete Knorr says,
"We want, through a freedom appointment, the ground to be revealed so that we can take back that ground from the enemy and walk in freedom."
Set Free volunteers use rules and tools to walk believers through a freedom appointment. An aftercare program called Walking Free helps people maintain their spiritual freedom.
One of the gentlemen, he's a rough and tough guy. He just came up and hugged me and he said, "Pete, this has absolutely changed my life."
You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
People have gone through freedom appointments. They now have freedom. We are teaching them identity, and now it's sinking in. We're teaching them how to walk by the Spirit, and we are creating heart-focused community.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.